And now, Marion Joyce Consumer Talk. Here's Marion Joyce.
Hello, and a big welcome to you, my friends, to the Marion Joyce Show. I am Marion Joyce, and I am so glad you're joining me today because we cover a wide variety of topics, always things that are important to you and for you, and frequently things you never hear about on other shows, like cutting-edge medical discoveries and tips, travel information, helpful shopping, household and entertaining ideas, celebrity and author interviews, and much, much more, depending upon what you want. And I will say, take good care of yourself, because you have only one self to take care of, and you're the most important thing. And today, I am thrilled to welcome to the show Amy Campbell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Amy is a very well-known and respected registered dietitian and licensed certified dietetic educator, and you specially work with diabetes and some other diseases, but diabetes is one of your specialties. And today we're going to talk about something that's not always talked about, and that's holidays and alcohol and diabetes and how to do all three and mix them to have a safe and a very happy and healthy holiday season. And so we have recommendations for you, but make sure that you check it out. All these recommendations are to the general public, and anything that's specifically to you, you have to consult your own doctor and find out what's the best thing for you so that when the holidays come upon us, it always says, well, can I drink alcohol? That's particularly for people with heart disease or diabetes, various kinds of ailments. But even if you don't know that you have an ailment, you may have it. And also, it's not always an unfair question because with the merriment of the season, you may wonder if you can imbibe. But we do have warnings for you and special things that you should know about. And the first thing that you should realize is that when we talk about the effects of alcohol, alcohol is classified. People don't think of it that way, but it's classified as a sedative and hypnotic drug. So treat it like you would treat any drug. But this one depresses or slows down the body's functions, and it works on your whole body. And you may not know that it's affecting it, but it is. So one of the things I wanted to talk about that most people don't realize, Amy, is that there are gender differences in how alcohol affects people. So explain that for us.
Sure, happy to. Yeah, so alcohol affects people differently, but as you said, you know, it can affect men differently versus women. And part of that is due to how alcohol is metabolized or processed in the body. Men have more of and a faster acting form of this enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase, or ADH.
Yeah, now people don't realize that men have this enzyme in their stomachs and livers, and women don't have that. Is that true?
Yeah, they have some of it, but not as much, and it doesn't work quite the same way as it does in men. So, that's why women drink are more likely to perhaps be more affected or even become intoxicated by alcohol. So they really need to be careful.
Right. Now, from what I've read, I got a lot of my information from an article that you did in Diabetes Self-Management, which I must tell you is, in my opinion, it's a really, really important magazine to read and to subscribe, particularly if you have diabetes. But not only that, but I never knew any of these things. And these things that we're talking about now have nothing to do necessarily with whether or not you have diabetes, because women, because they don't have this enzyme, have 30% more absorbed than men do. So they're starting behind the eight ball to begin with, and that's why men can have more drinks than women and not have the same intoxication. What's the general rule about, let's say, for example, wine?
Mm-hmm. So, really it depends on, how much, again, people are drinking. It's recommended that, men can have up to two servings of alcohol a day, women up to one serving.
And how much is a serving?
And so a glass of wine, for example, a serving is 5 ounces. So it's not
right.
a huge goblet of wine, but a 5-ounce glass. That's one serving.
Right. People think that they should get their whole wine glass filled to the top or near the brim, and that's
right.
usually much more than the allotted 5 ounces. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So we're talking about a drug when we talk about alcohol, and it's a sedative hypnotic drug. So
yeah.
it's depressing, and it's quickly absorbed into the mouth. Now, I didn't know this either. I didn't know that when it goes into the mouth, you have small blood vessels in the mouth and the tongue that already start to absorb the alcohol. Is that right?
That's correct. Alcohol can start working right away just because, as you said, it's absorbed even in the mouth before it even hits your stomach.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of people don't realize that. Now,
no.
What happens when it reaches the stomach?
So that's a good question. It depends on if you have food in your stomach or not.
Right.
So if you have some food, the alcohol will stay in the stomach for a while, and it's broken down by
mm-hmm.
enzymes. But if you haven't eaten for a while,
right.
most of that alcohol is absorbed right into the small intestines and then into the blood, and that's where it starts to exert its effects on the body.
Right. Now, when it goes down into the, it travels quickly sometimes
mm-hmm.
if you're not eating particularly. Once it goes down to down there, it goes into the kidneys, the liver, the pancreas, the brain, the lungs, and skin. And
yeah.
that's why in pregnant women it's very, very dangerous because it passes from the placenta right to the baby.
Right. Exactly.
So that's a big thing.
And,
now,
yeah.
what happens when it gets to the liver?
Yeah, so the liver, so that's like one of the most important organs because the liver is responsible for trying to break down or we call it detoxify the alcohol into harmless substances, water and carbon dioxide.
So it's broken down, and
yeah.
It's actually then about at the rate I was reading that at the
yeah.
rate of one standard drink, which is the 15 ounce for the 5 ounces for the ladies but it's per hour, and the rest is excreted in the urine through the lungs and through the skin.
Yeah.
So it's important to realize that there are these gender differences. Very important. And so let's think about some of these things. Now, what happens if you have, let's say you have diabetes, or you have pre-diabetes? Or you have
mm-hmm.
diabetes and you don't even know it. What happens? What's the effect?
Well, so if you have diabetes and you don't know it, what can happen is that alcohol may either raise or lower your blood sugar, and that's
uh-huh.
in part perhaps due to what you're drinking, what your choice of beverage is.
Right.
One of the concerns is if you have diabetes and you take certain types of medicine, like insulin or certain types of diabetes pills, you may be at risk for having a low blood sugar, and that's where, again, blood sugar drops dangerously low.
Uh-huh.
So it's really important to be aware, if you have diabetes in particular, aware of what medication you take and how it works in the body, because that can affect how you or how alcohol impacts you.
Okay, so in other words, whether you have food or not, in your body, and whether or not you're taking
yeah.
certain medications,
correct.
Like insulin, for example,
correct,
or other medications. You may be taking certain heart medications or whatever that may
yeah.
influence
yeah.
how the blood sugar is, whether it will drop. Now, what happens if it drops very low and you get hypoglycemia?
Yep. So you chances are you'll know it. You'll start to feel symptoms. So symptoms of hypoglycemia or low blood sugar would be, shakiness, sweating, feeling lightheaded, a pounding heart. And that means that, obviously your blood sugar is too low and you need to eat something with sugar to help bring up your blood sugar.
Okay.
So,
What are some of the things that you can take in an emergency?
Yep. So grab some juice, some fruit juice. Half a glass of juice or regular soda, not the diet kind. Even some candy, some jelly beans or gumdrops if you happen to have those handy.
Right. Now, if your body is used to having alcohol. Let's say you're a regular drinker. What happens as far as your liver is concerned about taking care of the sugar for you?
Yeah, so normally the liver can sense when your blood sugar is starting to drop, and it will release stored sugar or stored glucose. But if you're a regular drinker, and if you're a heavy drinker, your liver doesn't have any of those glucose stores, so the liver can't help out in that situation. And then it becomes more of a concern if your blood sugar's low, because it can keep dropping.
How dangerous
is
it?
You know, again, a dangerous health situation.
How dangerous is it to have this low blood sugar?
Depends how low it goes. So if it drops to, for someone with diabetes, if it drops to, like, say, 60, 70, that's when they get symptoms. And as long as they treat it, like we talked about, their blood sugar will come up. But if it goes too low, say under 50 or so, that's of concern. Someone may pass out from having a low blood sugar.
Can they die?
In some cases, they can, yes, if they don't get, medical attention. So, yes, it can be, that can happen. It's rare, but it can happen.
Okay, one of the things I was looking at was the fact that they think sometimes they think that you're intoxicated. You've had too much, when the real thing is that you have hypoglycemia and it dropped too low.
Exactly. So sometimes the symptoms of being intoxicated can be very similar to symptoms of having a low blood sugar. And that's a concern. If you need someone to help you, someone to give you a glass of juice, they might think, hey, you're just having a great time and enjoying the party. And they don't realize that you are actually, in need of some help. So it's really important to let somebody know that you're with, a friend or you're someone at the party, that you have diabetes, and if you might need some help. So to be aware of
you're
what
looking
symptoms
for, your
you
body's
might have.
Looking for more sugar, and you're taking juice to combat extra alcohol. So you're doing exactly the opposite of what your body needs.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a very, very big thing. That's one of the reasons they tell you to wear a bracelet or something so that people know what you have, particularly if you're really sick and they take you to the emergency
room. It's always a good idea, an important thing to do, to wear a bracelet or wear a necklace. Some people even get little tattoos that state that they have diabetes so that, if they need to call 911 for somebody, they'll know that, that person has diabetes and needs special attention.
Right. Now, let's talk about what the harmful effects of the pros and cons of drinking alcohol, because there are pros and cons. So what are the short-term effects? In other words, when you see certain things happening to you, what are some of the things short-term that you would notice?
So short-term, if you've had a few drinks, too many, someone might just, kind of lose coordination, stumble around. They might not, make good judgment decisions, and they definitely shouldn't be driving.
Right.
They might start to feel sick to their stomach. They might start to throw up, right, or and have difficulty concentrating. Longer term, though, if someone is a chronic drinker.
They've had a lot of situations where they find that I've heard about these fraternity sorority houses where the person has loss of consciousness, and they don't even know what to do.
Exactly. That's a terrible situation. Too much alcohol. It's as you said earlier, this is a sedative hypnotic drug, and it's very, it can be difficult to revive somebody who has passed out from drinking too much.
And if someone is pregnant, they don't even realize that it could cause serious damage to an unborn
child.
Yeah,
that's a very sad situation.
And longer term, what are some of the excessive alcohol problems?
Yeah, so drinking, too much alcohol over long term, can raise the risk of heart disease, stroke, liver disease, of course, because again, the liver is trying to detoxify that alcohol. Pancreatitis, certain types of cancer, such as liver and breast cancer. Of course, there's always a risk of alcoholism. And what some people don't realize too is alcohol is a source of calories, so people often end up gaining weight if they are drinking on
a
regular basis.
Now, I've heard also that too much wine, for example, they would warn women, if you have too much wine, let's say you're having more than that 5-ounce limit once a day maybe, or not even every day,
Yeah.
That it can cause breast cancer. Is that true?
There is a link to that, although that's the evidence behind that isn't entirely conclusive, but I think that's where it's important to know what your risk of breast cancer is. And then again, talk with your doctor about, you know, is it safe? And if so, how often is it safe to drink alcohol?
Right. People don't realize how important it is to know what's going on inside your body and whether you've eaten. And it's always a good idea to eat before you go to a party. But the higher glucose gives you a higher A1C, which causes diseases. And it can worsen, let's say, if you have neuropathy or diabetic retinopathy for your various things. So now they also talk about, well, just have a moderate amount of alcohol. No more than that may provide health benefits, such as lowering the risk in moderate, if you have moderate. But what is moderate?
Yeah, so moderate is, I mentioned earlier, for men, it's a little different. So for men, up to two drinks a day is considered moderate. But for women, it's one drink a day.
Right, and the different, you have a way of telling the various liquors have, or the various things you're imbibing in, have different amounts of carbohydrates and different amounts of calories, and that also determines, in other words, we've been talking about wine, but you have to talk about various things like champagne, martinis, distilled spirits, Bloody Marys, various mixed drinks. What's the danger of mixed drinks?
So mixed drinks, it's kind of confusing because mixed drinks often have a lot of sugar or carbohydrate added to it. You know, if you think of like a Cosmopolitan, it's got juice in it, or margarita. So not only is there a lot of extra carbohydrate in there, the calories can be sky high. So that's why we recommend, either no carb or lower carb alcoholic beverages if you choose to drink, like a glass of white wine or a light beer, for example.
Okay. Now, if you take certain types of diabetes medications, what are you warning people about?
So the thing about that is, as we talked about, is to make sure that if you do take insulin, for example, that you always have some food in your stomach. In other words, never drink on an empty stomach.
Right. Right.
And
and be aware of what your medications
carry or wear
are.
That medical identification. Let someone know that if you're with someone that you have diabetes. And definitely keep checking your blood sugar. Know what your blood sugar level is, and that way, if it's too high or too low, you can take steps to correct it.
Right, and as one of the dangerous things is that people think that you've had too much to drink, and you're laying on the floor unconscious, or you're blurry, whatever, and not cognizant of what's going on, and you really had, your blood sugar's too low. So they're going to give you a drink to make you, to take away the intoxication, and that they're actually poisoning you. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think with that, certainly if you're lying on the floor, hopefully someone is calling for help or calling an ambulance. But it's really, educating people that you're with about your diabetes, about any health condition, so that they know how to help you if you need it.
Right. Make sure you have, if you need it, that you have, in case you are going too low, make sure that you either have 4 ounces of juice with you or regular soda. In other words, in that case, you don't want the diet soda. You want the regular soda.
Exactly. Also, always the regular. Anything with sugar in it.
Right. And also have like 4 glucose tablets. Now, what about exercising? People go skiing or skating, and then they have drinks afterwards or whatever, or before. What about that?
Yeah, so that's another potentially dangerous situation, because if you're out enjoying the weather, or skating, walking, skiing, whatever you're doing, that exercise actually can lower your blood sugar, which usually is a good thing. But if you combine all that exercise with drinking a couple beers or some kind of alcoholic drink afterwards, that can actually cause your blood sugar to go even lower. So you have to be very careful about checking your blood sugar and not drinking too much alcohol after any type of exercise.
Right. So stay safe. One of the things that the holidays, you certainly want to celebrate. And this goes year-round, actually. It doesn't have to be for the holiday, you know, special holidays.
Right.
But it could be parties. It could be going to someone's house for dinner.
Yes.
It could be any one of the things. And it's easy to overindulge in food and drink or both. So you
yes.
have to really know your limits with alcohol and be especially sure not to drink and drive. Because you never
Definitely
know.
Not.
The other thing, someone mentioned that you can actually have the effects of the alcohol, not immediately, but sometime 12 to 24 hours later. Is that true?
That is true. Sometimes alcohol, you know, for the first few hours after you stop drinking, your blood sugar's fine, but then maybe 12, even up to 24 hours later, it starts to take effect, and it can lower your blood sugar at that point. So that's why it's
wow.
so important to check your blood sugar more often if you've been drinking.
Right. Now, you should really check it more often, especially if you take insulin or various kinds of other diabetes drugs.
Yep.
When may alcohol not be a good idea if you are? What are some of the situations?
Well, certainly, if you're pregnant, it's recommended not to drink alcohol. If you have a hard time controlling how much alcohol you drink, if you can't stop at, say, just one
right.
or two drinks, if you have any kind of diabetes complications like neuropathy or if you have heart disease or liver disease, if you're trying to lose weight, I mean, that's, you know, that doesn't help if you're drinking alcohol.
It's, right.
It can be very high in calories, so...
also, if you have high triglycerides, high blood fat.
High triglycerides, right. So blood fats. If you have a high mm-hmm. blood fat count, alcohol can cause that to go even higher.
So all really wishing everybody a happy holiday. And the yes. other thing is if you're going to someone's house for dinner, I had a situation where someone called me. They were invited several weeks before, but they called me 12 o'clock the day of the Saturday night party to tell mm-hmm. me that they couldn't have, that they're vegans. And I had prepared steaks, et cetera, and different wines and everything. We had to mm-hmm. go out and in a couple of hours, reset the whole party, different appetizers, different everything. And it was quite a problem. Anyway, we have with us Amy Campbell. She is, of course, well-known and well-respected registered dietitian and a certified dietitian expert and educator. Welcome back to the show, Amy.
Thank you.
And let's talk about some of the things that we should know about for this holiday season or any season when we're going to a party, especially a buffet. One of the things we should do is set goals. What does that mean?
Yeah, so just thinking about, for example, how many treats you're going to have over the holiday season. You know, set a goal for yourself. Allow yourself to have one or two treats, but then
right.
just be careful the rest of the time. So that's
right.
what we mean by goal setting or having a plan.
Right. In other words, don't say, I'm going to eat, I'll just have some such. The other thing is don't, if you go to a buffet particularly, take one portion that's realistic, a middle-sized portion or something that you think you should have, but don't come back and keep refilling your plate. That's a big,
right.
big no-no. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And if you do go back for seconds, it's always a good idea to fill up on vegetables or salad, you know, things that are lower calorie, lower carbohydrate.
Right. Now, the American Heart Association has a lot to say. They advise men to consume no more than 9 teaspoons or 150 calories or 36 grams of sugar each
mm-hmm.
day. And for
mm-hmm.
women, the amount is about 6 teaspoons, only 100 calories or 25 grams. And so,
right.
But one slice of pie could have as many as 25 or 30 grams of sugar, so you've really done enough damage in that one pie for getting the rest of the meal. Now, what about the idea of having sugar-free days during the holidays so that you can, like, splurge more?
Yeah, I love that idea. And, it's a way to kind of balance out all the sweet treats over the season with healthy eating. So, like I said, planning for a day to have a sugar day, perhaps, or not the whole day, but allowing yourself to have a treat. But the rest of the time, kind of going sugar-free, filling up more on, fruits, whole grains, lean meats, and cutting out the treats those other days.
Right. So if we can choose a few days before or after the party mm-hmm. and limit yourself the rest of the time, that's a big help. Now, what about eating before a party?
I think that's a smart plan. Sometimes you never know what they're going to be serving, and if you go hungry to a party, it's really hard to make those good decisions. So eat a small snack before you go. It could be, you know, a small handful of nuts or some Greek yogurt or even a piece of fruit just to kind of tide you over.
Uh-huh. So it's a good thing to plan ahead. Does it really help? I mean,
yeah.
If you're going to have a lot of sugar in one day, that could really do you in, even though you've done all of the things that we're talking about.
It can. You know, and that happens, too. No one's perfect. And if you do end up overdoing the sugar one day, just, you know, make sure to get back on track the next day.
Okay. And what about cutting back on holiday drinks? What about the drinking?
Yeah. So, you know, make a decision. If you don't care about drinking alcohol, don't drink it. But if you enjoy having a glass of wine or something alcoholic, you know, plan for it and know what the limits are. So women, it's one drink, one serving a day. Men, up to two servings a day. And as we talked about, go for white wine, champagne, Prosecco, light beer. Those are the better choices.
Now, what about swapping out one of these drinks for flavored waters or something like that? Is that a good idea?
That's a great idea, particularly if you don't really care about drinking alcohol. You might as well save yourself the calories and the carbs and you know, skip the alcohol and definitely choose a seltzer water, diet soda, you know, glass of water with lime. Much better choices, actually.
One of the things that I do is, number one, I walk away from the buffet table. I stay as far as possible. And especially when they're serving everything, when I see the healthy stuff coming out, I go over, but I park myself and have my conversations with friends far from the buffet table. And the other thing is I typically walk around carrying a drink, and the drink is usually seltzer water or something like that. So people don't keep asking me if I want a drink.
That's a great strategy, and that way you're not pressured to, drink something that you don't want or don't need. Yep.
Right. So the whole idea is to have a great time, have a wonderful holiday,
and
eat smart. And I want to thank you very, very much, Amy Campbell, for being with us. You're a host of information, and you're a pleasure to have on the show. Amy?
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
We'll have you back.
And friends, I'm so happy that you could join us today. Nothing like sharing yourself with other people. And keep smiling, because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Have a wonderful day.